Welcome to the NBA Impact Podcast. It's your host, Graydon McMullen. This is July 18th, Wednesday. Let's get started. So today we're going to be talking about some NBA trades, and we're going to be doing a Memphis Grizzlies overview. First, let's take a quick look at the Summer League Finals held yesterday on Tuesday. Okay, so the match was versus the Trailblazers and the Lakers in the finals of the Summer League Tournament. Trailblazers won in a blowout game 91-73. The man to blame for this crazy blowout, KJ McDaniels. In 20 minutes, he had 17 points, shooting 57.1% from the field, and 7 rebounds. Another reason for the Lakers' fails is a terrible shooting night for Svi Mykhailiuk and Josh Hart. Josh Hart shot 25% from the field, shooting 0-for-6 from the three-point line. Svi Mykhailiuk shot 28.6% from the three-point line and a dreaded 30% from the field. All this led to just an overall bad game for the Lakers. Moving on, let's go to NBA trades. It finally happened. Kawhi Leonard is out of San Antonio, and this Kawhi Leonard soap opera is finally over. Traded with Kawhi Leonard is Danny Green. Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard were both traded to the Toronto Raptors in exchange for DeMar DeRozan, Jakob Poeltl, and a protected 2019 first-round pick, a 1-20 selection, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. So I find this trade super interesting because Kawhi doesn't really want to be in Toronto. He wants to be in Los Angeles. So I feel like this is just going to be a rental unless there's something we don't know about where Masai Ujiri, the general manager of the Raptors, already has an arrangement with Kawhi or is basically absolutely sure he will be able to get him to sign an extension afterwards because he traded an awful lot. An all-NBA scorer and a young and up-and-comer backup for an injured star. So we'll really see how this pans out. I think it's going to be interesting. I personally think the Spurs definitely had a better deal. They have an all-NBA proven scorer, DeMar DeRozan, an up-and-coming nice piece, Jakob Poeltl, who led the Raptors in blocks with 1.2 last year. And the Raptors get Kawhi Leonard, who we don't even know how good he's going to play after his injury. And I really don't think he's going to help the locker room because just his immaturity he's going to bring is just not really going to help them at all. Danny Green's a good player, but he's old. He's 31 now, and it's he's not as good as he once was, and he's definitely not getting better. I wouldn't say he's washed up, obviously, because he's only 31. Yes, it's old in the NBA, but it's not ancient, so he's definitely not washed up. He shoots a career 39% from the three, so he's good at spacing with the floor, but I still think the Spurs definitely got a better deal. Another low-key trade was between, or not another low-key trade, a low-key trade, was between the Grizzlies and the Kings. The Grizzlies received Garrett Temple, and the Kings received Ben McLemore, Deonta Davis, a 2021 second-round pick, unprotected, and cash considerations. So what does this really mean? What did the Grizzlies do? Well, they gave up two younger pieces, money, and an unprotected pick for Garrett Temple, which is, I think, is an interesting choice because after how poorly they played last year, they want to go for a locker room player, which makes me believe that the organization really thinks that they are going to be like maybe a playoff team this year because they go and they get a good 3-and-D wing, which they desperately need off the bench. And he's really going to help, of course, 3-and-D defensive and three-point shooting. He's great in the locker room, and you already have a seemingly solid locker room with him, Marcus Gasol, and Mike Conley, all very good veterans that I think will definitely help the team. But it's just interesting to me that they'd go out and get him. I think he'll be excellent for the Grizzlies, and I honestly think it improves the Grizzlies' roster because the guys they traded really were low rotation, weren't getting really any minutes, or they weren't really seeing much promise in these guys to the point where they'd want to keep them and for the next couple of their few bad years. Okay, so after that, let's get moving on to our Grizzlies overview. at the start, let's just look at how they performed last year. And, yeah. So last year, the Grizzlies finished 14th in the Western Conference with a 22-60 record and a .268 win percentage. Yeah, it's pretty awful. I think one of the big culprits of this is because Mike Conley, their best player, all-star of the 2016-2017 season, only played 12 games, which absolutely did not help them. I think that this year they'll absolutely be better if Mike Conley is healthy. So first, let's really look at what the cap situation in Memphis is. So with all their signings and whatnot, the total cap is $123,645,067. This puts them well over the soft cap, right below the luxury tax threshold, $87,933, right under. So they have no trade flexibility, and they can't really do anything more this year to finish a roster. But, however, it's honestly impressive that they were able to do this considering they have three pretty big contracts. They have three contracts that are over $20 million. And an incredibly bloated one in Chandler Parsons, who has put up 7.9 points last year for $24 million. It's just unbelievable. Luckily, the Grizzlies will get rid of that plague after the 2019-2020 season, which will be great for them. So let's talk about what players they lost. So the players that they lost on that one, they lost, of course, Ben McLemore and Deonta Davis in that trade they made with the Kings. And then they also lost a guy that I think is going to hurt them a little bit, Tyreke Evans, a very good scorer. You can get him, put him on your bench, put him in your starting lineup, and he's going to get lots of buckets. So I think they're going to be missing his scoring abilities. Let's talk about who they gained. They added Kyle Anderson through free agency. Kyle Anderson's a good defender. He's 6'9 and has an incredible 7'3 wingspan, which really helps him on the defensive side of the ball. Armie Caspi, decent big man, played with the Warriors last year. Garrett Temple, like I talked about, a solid 3-and-D player who they drafted. Jaren Jackson Jr. And Javon Carter. Jaren Jackson Jr. played very well in the Summer League this year, averaging 24.4 minutes per game, 11.2 points, 8.2 rebounds, and an incredible 3.8 blocks per game. He was selected to the All-NBA Summer League second team. Javon Carter also played pretty nicely in the Summer League. I think he'll be a pretty good player, especially at the 32nd pick. Other players that should be developing, Dylan Brooks, second-year player, surprised a lot of people with his play last year. I think hopefully he'll get better this year and could really be a better wing than he was last year, although he was great. Other players, Chandler Parsons, bloated contract. Jahmi Chalgreen, good big man. Mike Conley, former All-Star. Marc Gasol, very, very good player. Those are really the guys that are going to be coming off the bench and really starting for that team. The other players are kind of your third stringers. Ivan Rabb, Wayne Selden will probably be a second string. Kobe Simmons, Marquise Teague, Briante Weber, Omari Johnson, Jarrell Martin. I think with this roster, contingent on Mike Conley's health, I think that they can get to the eighth seed. So in conclusion, I think that the Memphis Grizzlies have a real shot, contingent on Mike Conley's health, that they can really make it to the eighth seed in the playoffs this upcoming season. Thank you.